This is the Quality News Network. Protesting genocide in Darfur, President Bush this morning announced new economic sanctions against the Sudanese government. He also ordered the State Department to propose additional UN action. 200,000 Sudanese have been killed. 2.5 million have been forced to flee their homes. In Darfur, nearly 80% of humanitarian aid workers are afraid to speak to the UN, human rights groups, or journalists about the violence they've seen. That's according to the latest Reuters poll. 158 aid workers have been killed or seriously injured there since 2003. In Baghdad this morning, a car bomb exploded downtown, killing 23 and wounding 55. Another car bomb in the western part of the city killed 15 and wounded 36. Also in Baghdad this morning, gunmen kidnapped four British civilians from their cars outside the finance ministry. One was an expert assisting the Iraqi government. The other four were his bodyguards. On Memorial Day, at least 8 U.S. soldiers were killed in Diyala province. 2 died when their helicopter was shot down. 110 U.S. forces have died so far in May. In Tehran, espionage charges were filed today against a prominent U.S. academic from the Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars. Also charged were 2 Iranian Americans, 1 a journalist, 1 a former World Bank employee. They've been imprisoned for weeks. In many cities in Venezuela, protesters are demonstrating in the streets following President Hugo Chavez's takeover of the country's largest opposition television station. Chavez is threatening to shut down another local station and CNN for broadcasting videos of the riot. Russia successfully test-launched a new intercontinental ballistic missile this morning. The missile can travel 3,400 miles, is designed to carry 10 warheads, and to evade missile defense systems. The Washington Post reports the Secret Service is stretched so thin it will use more than 2,000 airport screeners and immigration officers to guard presidential candidates this year. 250 Secret Service agents will also be transferred from investigations to security assignments. 8-term Congressman Parnell Mitchell, who helped found the Congressional Black Caucus and was a champion of minority hire, has died in Baltimore. He was 85.
Monterey is the home of a new national radio voice. It's America Back on Track from the Quality News Network. Tune in weekdays at noon Pacific to this new national broadcast, a conversation with America designed to get our country back on track. America Back on Track features local and long-distance guests sharing global ideas on where we are, how we got here, where we want to go, and how we might get there. So take an hour out of your day to plug into the future, our future. Discover the solutions to the problems that have gridlocked our nation for all too long. Eschew the agenda-driven palaver of the left and the right. Tune into America Back on Track for honest talk about the important issues and how they can be resolved. America Back on Track, weekdays at noon on KRML, 1410 a.m. in the Monterey area, and streaming live online at QNNAmerica.com. America Back on Track, our ticket to a healthy and productive future.
China's director of Food and Drug Agency has been sentenced to death for accepting bribes to approve drugs and baby food that had not been properly tested. At least 10 Chinese have died from the improperly analyzed medications. International scientists have made a landmark breakthrough on an antibody against the deadly avian flu. A vaccine produced with the blood of bird flu survivors is protecting lab mice from the virus. Researchers say in future years a human vaccine could be expected. Trying to break into the enhanced water market, Coca-Cola will acquire Energy Brands Glaceau in a $4.1 billion cash deal. The world's leader in the market is Propel, which is owned by PepsiCo. The Federal Trade Commission is launching an antitrust investigation into Google's proposed acquisition of online ad management company DoubleClick. Google announced the $3.1 billion deal last month. The Financial Times says Trouble Ford Motors is considering selling its Volvo unit. German automaker BMW is reportedly interested in the deal. Light sweet crude is trading at $64.27 a barrel. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones is up 30 points, the NASDAQ up 7, the S&P 500 is up 3 points. You can find more at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look. Right across the board.
Oh.
11, oh, 11,
and most of
11.
And then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Foxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Foxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions of Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
All right, welcome aboard, Foxed Up. It's Tuesday. Boy, it seems like it's been a long, bloody time since I spoke to everyone. Welcome aboard. It's Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And, man, it's good to have Joe back. Welcome back, mate. I'm glad you were able to stack some stuff together and make a desk. Oh, boy, have I been there. Boy, do I understand that. And I tell you, a lot happened, like, right after my show was over last week. On Friday, I guess it was. And, oh man, have I been stewing. And I figured out how to get traffic on your website, and that's to actually post something to it. So I haven't been posting at our regular blog. So busy over here. If anything, it's been cross-posting show posts and every once in a blue moon. So I fired off a couple things this weekend because of what happened. It was like no show, so it came out, you know, another orifice. And, you know, Joe talked about Cindy Sheehan, and oh boy, are we going to go there. Oh. If you go to 12thharmonic.net, my blog, you'll see a piece that I wrote yesterday. Today's still my time. No, yesterday now. kind of my vibe on that, and some things that came through the grapevine regarding Miss Sheehan's exit from the public eye and going home and saying, you know, flipping the anti-war movement, the bird, and going, you know, thanks for running me ragged, but we're gonna get there. Oh, we're gonna get there. But first, what were the Democrats thinking? Can you explain to me? I mean, I know what they were thinking, I think. Boy, this is convoluted. But I'm oh so disappointed, and it makes me seriously wonder, are we at a really bizarre kind of turning point in the piece at the moment? Or is it just me? We have an attorney general who, I mean, has been made to look like an absolute moron, is still in his job when everyone says he should go. Everyone close to him says he should go. We have this election coming, and there are some interesting kind of things developing there. There's weird stuff about one of the Fraper forums has shunned all of the Giuliani supporters. Like, there's strange shifts going on at the moment. And then it all culminates on the holiday that Sidney Sheehan's, like, had it. And in my mind, rightfully so. I mean, so unbelievably so. I've been just astounded at what this woman's been able to take. And, you know, I have a few activist friends who are public about their activities and their opinions and trying to inform the public or better the world in some way. The vile crap that ends up in your blog, your email box, your phone, threats on your family. And just because you kind of point at a really painful truth that a certain section of this population just doesn't want to, you know, accept that this is where we are. I don't know if you caught Bill Maher's, I guess it was his final show for this season. I caught it via YouTube earlier today, and I think I watched most of it about 3 times. Because he had, like, this was, like, the coolest show I've seen from him in years, and I've been watching him for a long time. I saw the old show taped once when I was in L.A. And he had P.J. O'Rourke. Now, PJ is a right winger I can read. Now, he'll sometimes just absolutely just drive me insane. But there's something in his kind of very realistic in some ways, twisted view of things, and twisted I mean in his, you know, there's this bit of, there's a, you know, a hell of a lot of satire in what he does. And Ben Affleck, and that was it. And it was like the most interesting debate I have seen in ages. And it was so spot on, and it was really candid. It was incredible. PJ, we got to take the first break. Wait until I tell you. You're not going to believe this came out of a right-winger's mouth, for those of you who didn't catch it. So stick around. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network for a Tuesday. And stick around. We're going to come back, talk about this. We're going to talk about Cindy Sheehan. It's not going to be very green, but I think there's some stuff that needs to be discussed. So I'm opening up the field a bit today. So anyway, stick around, folks. You're on the Head On Radio Network, America's Liberal Voice, and we'll be right back.
This is Bill O'Brien with a message that pretty much defines Concord University. It's from Emily Dickinson. There is no frigate like a book to take us lands away, nor any courses like a page of prancing poetry. This traverse may the poorest take without oppressive toll. How frugal is the chariot that bears a human soul. Respect for learning, a mission to deliver education that touches souls, consideration to what students can afford, career rewards that pay dividends far beyond the dollars earned. At Concord, we've never crossed that important line between the business of education and education as a business. The first is extremely serious. It changes lives and connects with the moral and the spiritual. We're good at that. The second is no less serious. It raises ethical concerns, however. We avoid that. Concord University, the frugal chariot that bears human souls. Call the Concord Admissions Office, 1-888-384-5249.
It must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is the known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, God just continues to punk Robertson. After time, after time, and it goes back for years. You know, let's just talk a minute about his business venture. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called Calo Vita, and it was a multi-level marketing company that reaped that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes, they did.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes, it was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
At this moment, more than 800 million people are hungry. Millions more live in poverty. And you wonder, what can I do? Join the thousands of caring people who let Heifer International be their helping hands in the world. Right now, from Appalachia to Zimbabwe, Heifer is helping thousands of families become more self-reliant through the gifts of livestock and learning. Heifer provides farm animals that produce milk, eggs, and other products. That means milk to drink and products like cheese to sell. Having income means families can have better housing and health care, and their children can go to school. And recipients share their success, passing on the gift of their animal offspring to other families in need, ensuring dignity, self-reliance, and hope for the future. Find out how you can make a difference today at heifer.org. That's HEIFER.org.
May I have your attention, please? Will the real Dick Cheney please stand up? I repeat, will the real Dick Cheney please stand up?
Are we going to have a problem here?
Y'all act like you never seen a Republican before. Jaws all on the floor like Osama himself just burst from the door. Kicked America's ass even worse than before. That's okay, gives me an excuse to go to war. Who do I bomb today? Iran, North Korea, maybe Uruguay? Wait, he just said gay? That's a sin, right? Well, yeah, my base gets his way. Except with my daughter, then it's okay. Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose. But it no worse than what mommy do in the Abergrave torture room. Working people all love me. Chicken, 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 Dick Cheney. Look at him, we need him in his undisclosed location. Yeah, the man is our salvation. Plus the big dick give me vibration. Yeah, I'll throw a missile your way and put my big Dick Cheney on display. See y'all are suckers. I send your kids to fight and die in war so I can get rich while you stay poor. But I skip Nam, keep my ass alive. I got the Furman's count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you know I'm taking from Halliburton's got you hurting cause it's coming out of your pocket. It ain't in my wad. I don't give a damn if you got a job or a home or a family or a son or a daughter. I certainly don't care if you got clean water. And my voting machine's there, made to order. So if you feel like I feel and want to rig the vote, come on all you corporate hoes, sing the chorus. And it goes, I'm Dick Cheney, yes, I'm the real Cheney. All you other Dick Cheneys are just imitating. So won't the real Dick Cheney please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. I'm Dick Cheney, yes, I'm the real Cheney. All you other Dick Cheneys are just imitating. So won't the real Dick Cheney please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. John Kerry don't got a lie to run a campaign. I do. Swift vote him and swift vote you. Think I give a fuck about your job security? Half you gonna vote for me anyway, no matter what you're getting paid. Look, I got this magic trick called distraction.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up. And that's this track that I got off of Rama over at Help Me, I'm an American, which I think is helpme.ramabahama.net. Got to check them out on Sunday night. The folks that used to do Homebodies have come back with something that I think is a lot slicker than the old show. I think they're doing a pretty bloody good job, and I'm enjoying that show a lot. But anyway, we got to go straight to the phones. Geez, we're starting to rack them up. Susan is on the line, coming to us from Oregon. How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm just fine. Hanging in there.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment on what seems to be, you know, the Republicans, they'll march along in lockstep, just like army ants, you know, just bam, 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 bam. But I noticed this when Mike Malloy was fired, and now it was Cindy. We had a tendency to turn on our own, I can't decide whether it's like wild dogs or whether or not it's like, great white sharks when there's chum in the water.
Well, yeah, and I spoke to this when I wrote over the, you know, yesterday about it, because this really frustrates the hell out of me, just to be purely, you know, open and honest, and that it,
yeah,
that there seems to be
crazy.
A web, That a particular web forum or forums can take such a nasty turn where it's, I don't know, are they suddenly automatically now irrelevant? I mean, is this what we have to do? Because, I mean, that's it's just not on. I mean, there was a whole, over at one of the accused, there was a thread demanding apologies from those that, you know, said,
well,
some horrible things that seem to be deleted.
I don't think they're so much irrelevant. I think you just have to learn to take them with a grain of salt. Like, when Malloy was fired, the people over at Daily Kos just ripped him to shreds. So I therefore immediately started viewing almost everything that they put up with just a little bit of skepticism. And I don't consider that all that bad of an idea. And I'm going to start doing with Democratic Underground.
Well, and the thing as well that, I mean, really kind of has me upset about this whole thing, you know, we've bitched and moaned about the right media for so long, being so partisan and biased. So that when the Democrats pull what they just pulled, if we can't be honest and try and communicate back to them that they've boned it with the American people.
Yeah, they blew it.
I mean, they screwed themselves. it's not a good thing. And this is one of the many things that, you know, this and Cindy and you know, there's lots of other weird stuff going on at the moment that are we, I don't know what it is, up for suddenly moving to a new place in this in this story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if people like Cindy or me or somebody can't point out that Democrats, you blew it. You blew it big time.
And am I right? Am I getting the right impression from over here, from what I've been reading? Everyone's pretty damn disappointed with the fact that, and I think what it blows me away, Ben Affleck, I think, put it together so well. You know, the Democrats are always so afraid, and in his words, saying being of called pussies.
Yeah.
They don't want to be criticized. And so rather than give Bush the weekend to criticize them, if they actually sent the bill back to him and said, no, you want the money, you got to do this, this, and this. You got to give us some guarantees on this thing. You just
right.
can't do this anymore. And but you know, so they give it to him, and he criticizes them anyway.
Yeah, and, well, the only thing worse than being called that is being called a liberal, as far as the Democrats are concerned. Personally,
oh, get over it. Just
yeah,
go past
it.
Guys. Go past
it. Corey in it. I didn't expect them to win. I just expected them to go down swinging.
Oh, I know that you the post that you did on the Horn blog nailed it. I mean, it absolutely nailed it. You know,
yeah, I knew they didn't.
You were supposed to
vote.
Go down fighting, regardless. That's
yeah,
where there's that's how you deliver the message. Damn it.
Yeah, just keep going down. Sooner or later, the American people are gonna get the idea that you're fighting for them. Don't take a dive. That's the difference between an honest boxer and a crooked one.
It's just so unbelievably it and see, ooh, I wrote another. There's a second piece that I wrote over the weekend that I actually go and quote this bit from our own Declaration of Independence about the fact that, you know, built into the system is that we're going to have to overthrow the thing and start over
mm-hmm.
every once in a while to keep it honest. And we
yeah.
haven't done it since we started this thing. We're probably way overdue. And
you may have,
there have been
getting
other...
back into the States.
Well, you know, it's one of these things. If they don't start listening, so this is where I think we've hit a new place. We now have, they were put into office in this last election on one issue, very
yeah.
clearly.
Get us out of our
get
wreck.
Us out of this mess. Yeah, get us the hell out of this thing.
And that's why I keep pointing people to Democrats.com, and I sign the pledge, folks. Get these people out of office. They can be replaced. Harry Reid, go home. Stay home.
I mean, but how can you sell off one of your core values so easily?
It's obvious.
It just,
they
it
don't
defies.
Have any values.
And, you know, I'm watching bloody Bill Maher, and he has what's his name, the Republican from Texas, Paul, whatever, the groovy Republican dude.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul. Thank you, Bob. Jeez, sorry, it's late. And, you know, he's actually sounding what I remember coming out of a real conservative
yeah.
30 years ago
yeah.
would have said. And, you know, his whole thing of, you know, lead by example, you know, take care of your own home, and
if
you, stay out of other people's business.
Yeah. If it weren't for his other views, which are, frankly, downright wacko, I would end up voting for him.
Well, you know, he's also, if I'm not mistaken, though, he's run on a fairly populist platform.
throughout his career. Am I wrong? I've been given that impression.
He's got some really far out ones. I'm saying is Run, Al, Run.
Yeah. That's been going around a lot. Actually, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour break season. Thanks so much for ringing in.
You have a great day.
You too. Okay. All right, folks. We're gonna take a quick break and come back. And we got Gene hanging on the line. So stick right there, Gene. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, America's Liberal Voice. We will be right back.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Clyde, Wally, and Goofy are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in the news, politics, and a great sense of humor. Just stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. Words matter. Take the so-called war on terror. At his press conference last Thursday, Bush sniped at John Edwards, who just the day before had denounced the war on terror terminology. Said Bush, "For people who say that we're not under threat, they simply don't know the world. We are under threat." Edwards, of course, doesn't deny that. Who would? But he properly pointed out that Bush's misnamed war on terror has backfired. It's created even more terrorism, he explained. It's led to the misconception that we're involved in a war against...
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared?
Tactic, not an opponent. But Bush is a miracle worker. He's used the term war on terror,
helping the people of Peru improve.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fox Stuff here on the Head On Radio Network. And without wasting any time, we'll go to the phones. And we got Gene, our news ninja, on the line. Welcome aboard, Gene. How are you?
Hey, John. How's it going?
Doing really good. It's good to be back. And what can I do for you?
No, I just called in to tell you, no, you're not wrong. There is something that changed. I was thinking about that. Yeah, well, thinking about that yesterday. I mean, everything has just gone flipped around, I don't know what planet I'm on anymore. I mean, it's like the second time that this happened in 6 years. It's scary.
You're not the only one I've heard say things like that. You know, I've heard lots of people just say, you know, the whole place has just gone Looney Tunes. You know,
oh,
I've heard lots
yeah.
of alien references. It feels like a really weird time, and I hate to be all touchy-feely like that, but it feels creepy at the moment. I can't explain it any other way. And just what's happened in the last few days, none of it has been truly dramatic, but I think it's all been very fundamental.
Yeah.
And the terror...
Go ahead. I was going to say, we've reached a turning point, and it's just, you know, it's the... I'm just thinking, because when I read Cindy and there were a couple other things that I saw, because I've noticed that, sorry, Bob, I have to bring this up. I was thinking about Nick Rahal and putting in that anti-wind energy bill, and it's like, gee, you fold for Bush on one thing, and now the mask comes off, and it's like, gee... So I was just, I was so furious when I saw that. I was just like, so I was like,
it's insane.
It's like, it's time to just try to kill off the old economy the best way we know how. And, you know, we started the alternative media. Let's start the alternative economy, man. Or something.
And I think even, you know, I'm seeing signs of business screaming, hello, we'd like some guidance.
Yeah.
We'd really like some guidance. We'd like to know, we'd like to see significant expenditure we're willing to cough up, but you need to start telling us what the big picture really needs to be and how we can best deal with it and how much it's going to probably cost.
Yeah.
I've been seeing small groups of, you know, similarly, you know, aligned or industried companies, you know, will just take it on. I just am astounded with where we stand at the moment, you know, and suddenly for the first time we have this majority and they have actually turned around and flipped us the bird.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
That is exactly how I, you know, that's how I feel too. And it's like, see, all the work we did and to get you guys elected, and of course, I guess David Sirota said that basically there were probably a lot more representatives that would have voted to capitulate if they hadn't, if the Dems hadn't kind of given an out. I think you posted that up on your blog too, didn't you? About the
what was that?
The Sirota, there was a David Sirota article about the I know we posted it here. There's a apparently the Democratic leadership kind of worked the bill, the House rules, so that a lot of other Dems could take cover. I'm trying to think. Last of all, I'm gonna have to go look that up. I'll put the link up on the blog when I get done talking to you. But this goes a lot deeper than we know. So I'm gonna let you get back to what you're doing. Hello? Oh, you just did the thing.
Yeah, sorry, Gene. That bloody IP thing went, so I did disappear for a second. I lost the last bit of that. Just we still going here? All right. Anyway, I guess. Sorry about that. But that won't be an issue very, very soon because. I guess a little bit of a programming note, and you'll start hearing more about this in the future. Joe and I are going to flip slots. It's going to be that kind of thing. But anyway, thanks to Gene for ringing in. And you know, I've been sitting here kind of stunned for the last couple of days. And I just keep thinking, okay, first the guy who gets the most votes and with a little bit of finagling got the wrong states. Gets the presidency basically whisked away from him. And we're here. Now, why did we not react then? This is how overdue I think we are. Because something has gone fundamentally wrong in our society, in our system, actually. More to be true, our system is just, it's crook, it's sick. And I'm finding the chess game though being extremely interesting. There's a guy whose hat isn't even in the ring. No one has any idea whether he'll run. At the moment, if you believe what he says, he's not. And I reckon at the moment his decision is he's not. I don't think that that's not open to possible change, but it would take some fundamental sign. But I have not seen a groundswell for a guy that hasn't declared like this. And it's particularly interesting because the message that's coming out is, you know, this guy had it right about, he was out on a limb right about a rock being the wrong thing to do and that it was going to be a mess. You know, he's always been right about the environmental thing. He's been right on healthcare issues. He releases this book, which I hear is an absolute just, ripper. And I reckon if he ran, he'd win. And probably, and I've heard this, I've heard said by a few people, you know, 6 years on, maybe the American people have decided that they'd like to right the wrong that happened 6 years ago. It was Ron Paul, Gene, Texas boy. You can actually find it on YouTube pretty easy. There's a guy who does a great job doing every week's show in six little 10-minute cuts. It's brilliant. It's always really well labeled. He knows how to do his search engine friendly links and things. But anyway, we're gonna do today's track of the day, and this actually was chosen by a friend of mine, and you would know him as Mr. Scott Barry, Mr. B1 Louder, and he's responsible for this week's special commentary over at Shears Music, and you can get to Shears Music by going to unreportednews.net. That's Shears Music at unreportednews.net, and Scott Barry's done this week's thing. And so he suggested this song. He was, you know, he was asking me what I was going to be covering tonight. He was over, remember, it's my nighttime. And he said, here's a track for you. And he just threw it at me. Just said, just play it. So Scott tells me, this is the track for today. I have no idea why. He says, it just felt like it'll fit. So for Mr. Ry Cooter, FDR in Trinidad. Roll it, Bob.
When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. His visit to their island is bound to be an epoch in local history. Definitely marking a new era, keeping Trinidad in America. For this great man, jubilation was evinced by the entire population. Friendship for the USA was shown, from his house the stars and the stripes were flown. For the state threw open the gate to the President of the United States. In fact, everybody was glad to welcome Roosevelt to Trinidad. Thank you.
democratic president of the great republic, with his charming and genial personality and his wonderful urbanity. We were struck by his modest style and was intrigued by the famous Roosevelt smile. No wonder everybody was glad to welcome Roosevelt to Trinidad. We understand that the president had just been on a visit to Brazil and the Argentine. Mr. Cordell Hull and attendants, they took part in a peace conference to stop war and atrocity and make the world safe for democracy, the greatest event in the century in the interest of suffering humanity.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Are you still looking for weapons of mass destruction? Concerned about the future of the Supreme Court? You want to know how government bureaucrats are changing Social Security, overtime pay, or the environment? Maybe you just want to know if the president's lying to you, or when our troops in Iraq can finally come home. I'm Mark Levine. I've got the inside scoop. When you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway, you need a Beltway insider. Someone who's worked in the government and still has sources willing to give you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. So for lively debate, reasoned opinion, detailed analysis of history and policy, or just a point of view you don't hear expressed in the mainstream media, tune in to the Inside Scoop. Feel free to call in too. Agree or disagree. All opinions are welcome. It just might make you think. That's the Inside Scoop, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Head-On Radio Network.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye, baby, by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball, while gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
Hey! All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And like I said, I actually got to doing some writing, which I haven't gotten to do in a while. And it was good. And thinking about this whole Cindy thing. And yeah, how we have, we on the left, and I have trouble saying that myself because I am a registered independent, and this is like the Democrats. And although I've been supporting the Democrats all this time, they've lost my support in a big way. Not like I'm going to go and become a Republican or anything. Don't worry about that. But I've just been shown that both sides are both failing us. And we got a problem. And I was thinking about this whole thing with what happened over at Democratic Underground. And the 14 defining characteristics of fascism from Dr. Lawrence Britt popped into my head. And this worried me when there were a couple of things that applied to the way suddenly the left turned viciously on this woman who dared to speak out. And my gripe was, you know, the simple fact that now that we have some control back and we've been moaning about the right-wing media, if we can't be openly critical of our own party when they fail us, something is severely wrong. And then we end up looking like the partisan hacks that they have been for the past few years. And here, they're the two that apply, and I got enough time, cool. Number three, identification of enemies, scapegoats as a unifying cause. The people are rallied into a unifying public frenzy over the need to eliminate a perceived common threat or foe. Racial, ethnic, or religious minorities, liberals, communists, socialists, terrorists, etc. And number 11, disdain for intellectuals and the arts. And the very last line of this is where I really think this applies. Fascist nations tend to promote and tolerate open hostility to higher education and academia. It is not uncommon for professors and other academics to be censored or even arrested. Free expression in the arts and letters is openly attacked. And it's the whole, you know, arts and letters where, and the arts too, because, I mean, you know, Blake Camp Casey was a huge piece of, you know, political theater. And that's not being negative in any way. It was creating a temporary place in which to tell a story or make a stand or take a stand. And it's come down to, okay, the people that we elect to represent us, are they representing us? I mean, this is like, I think this is my big question right now. And the reason why I've kind of thrown the format completely out the window today. You know, are they actually representing us? And I think now very definitively the answer to that question is no. And now what in, you know, what do we do about that? Because if you go to the, you know, Cindy's bit was posted a bunch of places. Costs, I couldn't even get there for a while earlier. And over at afterdowningstreet.org, and on the thread there, down towards the bottom, there's a commenter on there who says, you know, this is exactly what happened to people like Cindy in the 60s. And I know because I was one of them. And it's this wonderful comment thread. And if you know, you just go over to afterdowningstreet.org and there's a Cindy, you know, I guess like, you know, journal or blog on there. And it really shines a light on where we kind of are. You know, we'll probably win this thing, but we're losing a few because it is so unbelievably taxing to do that kind of activism. Because if it was easy, I think we would have done something by now. I don't think we'd still be here in this situation. And it's the comment threads I've been doing some reading, you know, in a few different places have been pretty incredible to go through. And what I found, I guess, logical but unfortunate from a research standpoint is I and I'm not kind of saying anything here or there because I could see doing it. There's a lot of stuff deleted from the supposedly offending threads, and it's too bad because it would give a clearer picture if it was there, but then again, it was kind of hateful, and that actually breaks the rules of a forum like that kind of stuff. From what I understand, I never got to read any of it, which is, again, it was enough for her to actually mention it in this open letter. It's the first time I've ever heard a web community actually mentioned in something of this nature. But anyway, we're running out of time. Getting close. Can take my time doing the credits. It's good to be back. And so we got Peter B. Collins now in the rotation on, I guess, what you would officially call almost day later. Now, 12 hours later, something, we're not exactly sure. Delay of his latest podcast or something. And that's really cool, actually. That was kind of funky to tune into the stream this morning and hear something different before Joe. So anyway, thanks to Bob for producing today. Thanks to the Carpenters for everything they do for this. Thanks to Scott Barry at B1 Louder Productions for the music, and he's got his commentary over there at Shears Music, which you can get to at unreportednews.net, and it's a good one. It's a real good one. And and Bob's reminding me that it's a cool thing the way that works out. The people that would miss out on Peter B. Collins because they would be listening to Bob will get to listen to Peter before Joe. How cool is that? That works out good. You don't have to go through the whole hassle of going and getting the podcast. You just listen to it here. But anyway, I forgot where I was. Thanks to Ben Birch at the White Rose Society for everything, streaming, archives, you know. Go over there, give money. I'm tired of saying it. Let's get this thing up to speed. We're way behind. Or I don't actually know at the moment. I haven't checked, but still, go over there. Do the right thing. Thanks for being with me today. Wow, there's going to be a lot going on today, I reckon, because we've all been gone all weekend, and there's a lot to talk about. So I think there's a lot to think about. So stick around. Lots more to go. We got Tony Seaton coming up after me, and then there's Dr. Bill and Bob, and there could be some other changes down the road, but it's up to the boss to let the cat out of the bag when he wants to. But anyway, you listen to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, and as we say, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me.
And I would take safest banks in Monterey County for your money. It's nice to know your money is in a safe place, but there are even more reasons to bank with Monterey County Bank. They now have four convenient locations in Carmel, Monterey, Carmel Valley, and Pacific Grove. And Monterey County Bank is the oldest locally owned bank, now celebrating its 30th anniversary serving you. Here's another important point. Local businesses have come to trust and rely on Monterey County Bank's position as the county's number one SBA small business lender. Safety, convenience, and local people you can trust. That's Monterey County Bank. Stop in at one of our four branches and find out why you can bank on us. Monterey County Bank, SBA preferred lender and equal housing lender, member FDIC.
China's director of Food and Drug Agency has been sentenced to death for accepting bribes to approve untested drugs and baby food that had not been properly researched. Several Chinese have died from the improperly analyzed medications. International scientists have made a landmark breakthrough on an antibody against the deadly avian flu. A vaccine produced with the blood of bird flu survivors is protecting lab mice from the virus. Researchers say a human vaccine could be produced in the future. Brazil is launching a national program to provide subsidized birth control pills to its poorest citizens. That following a visit by Pope Benedict, who criticized the Catholic country for the program, saying it encourages promiscuity. Two of the nation's largest construction and engineering firms are in acquisition talks. San Francisco-based URS Corporation would buy Washington Group for $2.6 billion. URS employs 29,500 workers in 20 countries. Washington has a global staff of 25,000. The Federal Trade Commission is launching an antitrust investigation into Google's proposed acquisition of